Center, Irene Computer Medicine.
Blood pressure is dropping, 100 over 60.
Medical Center, Dr. Lockyer, report to cardiopulmonary.
Increase the hydrocortisone.
Red blanket. Red blanket.
It's a massive pulmonary
Medical
embolus.
Center. Ringing cardio care unit.
Carbon tetrachloride poison.
Start cardiac massage.
Aortic stenosis with probable insufficiency.
Dr. Horowitz, stat.
Dr. Horowitz, good morning, sir.
Good morning, John. Great to be with you.
Paging Dr. Horowitz, stat. Ladies and gentlemen, we have with us Dr. Lynn Horowitz. I like to refer to him as a man with his brain on fire, the author of, 12 books or more? How many books have you authored, doctor?
I think it's about 26 or 27 at
26
this point.
Or 20. Oh, my goodness. And he has about 24 websites. We give out just a few to get you started. The most recent, and I believe this is the most recent one, is it still the most recent? WarAndWeThePeople.net, is that the most recent one?
Yeah, that's in terms of the website, yes. And
okay.
The most recent book is called COVID Coup, The Rise of the Fourth Reich.
And let's move on down the line here. Next website I listen to, it's really great background music while I'm working, 528radio.com. Then we have judicialcorruptionnews.com, healthyworldstore.com, where I do some shopping myself, healthyworldstore.com, revolutiontelevision.net, and medicalveritas.org. Doctor, what we're finding out is that there's an HIV virus component in these clot shots, aren't we, sir?
Well, I've been saying that since actually February 3rd, 2020. And I published the segment on revolutiontelevision.net that deals with that, several of them, called COVID Coup. I actually even produced a music video. I wish I had a better voice, but basically people say, oh, no, it's fine. You know. So anyway, that's up on Revolution Television. And the biggest secret that Fauci and his inner circle don't want to talk about, nor does Jim Jordan apparently, and Rand Paul want to talk about, what's called the quote Indian paper. The Indian paper. Go back to Fauci's emails where he's panicked on January 31st, 2020 through February 2nd. They're having a weekend meeting at all hours of the night, that section of history, where they're very upset about Prashant Pradhan et al., excellent researchers engaged with the Watson computerization for doing genetic analyses, where they determined that there were four main segments of the AIDS virus laced into the gain of function bioweaponry. Spike protein antigen is made mostly of the AIDS virus, which was mutated, or the segments of HIV/AIDS was mutated, hybridized, recombined, spliced into the COVID virus, which was COVID SARS recombinant. So basically, that's been, I've been out there telling people about this for better than 2 years, I think, now.
Okay, well, it's right at 3 years. And luckily, Republic Broadcast has archived our early interviews you and I did in late winter, early spring of 2020. And we're going to be, it's just an ongoing project to review, edit, and pull out the more important parts of that so people can more easily find what we were talking about 3 years ago. Doctor, anyway, people who died from AIDS, typically they died from pneumonia, didn't they, sir?
Mostly people that died from AIDS died from the drugs, the poisons that they were given, the multiple drug cocktails. It's all poison. And
okay.
A lot of people survive by basically following naturopathic immune-boosting regimens.
I understand. Now, is it possible that is there a test if you is it possible that a person who had the clot shot, if they took a test for AIDS, would they test positive for AIDS because of the HIV component in the vaccine?
I love that question, John. That's a brilliant question. We need to research the answer to it. There's a high probability that the antigens, because they're prominent in the spike protein, that they would then initiate a positive HIV test. Now, interestingly enough, if you look back in history again, you didn't hear anything about HIV/AIDS nor the AIDS drugs until about, I'd say, let's say a year ago. After the clot shot, after the heart ramifications, the pathology associated with the antigenic complex, the injection from the vaccination, particularly the component that contains the, quote, payload, and actually transmits the payload, which they're secreting. The payload is exactly what's in the news the last 48 hours. Has been Elon Musk coming out and saying that artificial intelligence is the greatest risk to civilization. We've been saying that. I've been saying that specifically because of what we're talking about now. The spike protein antigen gets into, attaches, it's the attachment mechanism. It's like the doorway into the human cell from the virus, the recombinant, and that basically delivers the payload, which is the messenger RNA, which corrupts the DNA, which gets the cell to do what the deep state wants to have happen, which is to produce more and more and more HIV/AIDS-laced spike protein antigen. And that's what they call the immunogen. That's what they say is helping you defeat COVID-19. Well, the bottom line is what's in that attachment mechanism is this what's called a hydrogel that was developed at Harvard and MIT at the Langer and Liebert labs. Charles Lieber, who's in jail, Robert Langer, who directs the Langer lab at MIT, the media labs at MIT, heavily financed by the government, heavily financed by and financing Moderna from the inception, and heavily engaged with Bill Gates and company financing Jeffrey Epstein's organizations that were backing Epstein, that they were all investing in what Elon Musk has been talking about over the last 48 hours. They've been talking about the nano, that's tiny micro, nano bioelectronic devices that's in the vaccine hydrogel. Hydrogel means water, hydro, and gel, gelatinous, means a lipid. So it's like a fat-lipid combination that delivers this nano-bioelectronic device that permits the brain-cloud connection, the neurolink, so that you are then having assessed in real time everything that's ongoing in your body. And through artificial intelligence, basically, they can not only diagnose illnesses, which is what they're saying that they're going to do. They're going to diagnose and help you and help humanity. Meanwhile, it's the most powerful population control device ever been developed in the history of mankind. And so that is the nano bioelectronic, nano neuro, it's called the Neuralink, nano neuro bioelectronics, biology electronics. And they're intertwined in the injection of the hydrogel device that features graphene, which is a superconductor of electrons that's negatively charged, generally alkalizing electrons, but it's in water, you see. And so the water, this particular device, what's called the graphene device, it's a bilayer or a trilayer, and the layers are off just a little bit. They're off just about, I think it's 3 degrees, so that there's little spaces between the superconductive graphene, which then causes the electrons in the water to move quickly through those little gaping holes, and then that's what produces energy and powers these self-assembling graphene-impregnated devices that send wireless signals from your body to the cloud. That's what is going to change civilization. For the first time, they mentioned it on the news just, I think it was yesterday on Fox that I saw it.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, Doctor, as these things move forward, we're learning. You and I put the word out every week, informing people. And it's sometimes I feel like we're just doing a tactical retreat as we watch our loved ones, our friends, our neighbors kill themselves, inadvertently kill themselves because they voluntarily, or perhaps with coercion, got the clot shot. And parents giving that same clot shot or authorizing that clot shot for their children who, even if it worked, they don't need it, which it doesn't work, and it's very harmful. We're witnessing the worst crime recorded in human history, aren't we, sir?
Yes, John. And I think you've just actually described largely what my life was like prior to me having a infusion of faith and a greater understanding of how God is working in this horrific scenario. I really believe the same thing that you do, and I felt for years, you know, whatever I was doing, the virtual lone voice crying in the wilderness to save lives, as you have felt and been doing, I felt that that was sadly inadequate. But at this point, looking at the gross degeneration of every aspect of civility, particularly targeting America, the taking down of the Constitution and our freedoms and the voice of democracy that's actually in the law, in the Constitution, especially First Amendment. And I see the attack on religion now, and I see that that's where Chinese communistic transformation and transhumanization, all of this is called transhumanization of civilization, engaging this now concept of virtual transhumanistic fascism, transhumanistic communism. It's the same thing. And so saddened by that all over all these years, I'm typically like 15 years ahead of my time. I've always been that way. I see things that, like about 10 to 15 years, so I feel very frustrated. All prophets feel the same way. If you look throughout history, all of the prophets are sad, just like you are, John. And the fact of the matter is that looking at the book of Revelation then, you see who wins in the end. And you see, in fact, how we win in the end. We win in the end by singing, quote, this is a Revelation 14:1, the darkest time in history where we have earth changes, weather changes, wars, rumors of wars, great plagues that strike, which is now with COVID, HIV, AIDS. All of this, you see, is meant to teach human beings a lesson in free will and faith. And so basically, we're not choosing God. We're witnessing the elimination of God in our schools, in our workplaces. I'm surprised they even permit the United States dollar bill that says, in God we trust anymore. That's the next thing they're going to probably pull down.
Most likely. Doctor, we got to call her and hold her. We got Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Doctor. I just wanted to join in a little bit here. Last Saturday on Republican RBN, there's a show that comes on every Saturday called Immunize Wisely with a Z with Ingrid Castle. And this was the topic of her whole conversation last week for 2 hours, was this transhumanism, and that this was the direction that it believes that this guest that she had on believes that this, that everything that they've been doing with these shots and everything else is to push us into transhumanism type technology, and that's what the future of these, that's what the reason for the shots and everything was in this, according to this show. And I just thought it's kind of like pretty much in line with what the doctor is saying there. And I wanted to also let people know that there's also, she has a chat room at chatingo.com called Immunize Wisely with a Z again. It's IMMUNIZEWIZELY dot chatandgo, chatango dot com. And there's tons of links on there for a lot of this information that the doctor's talking about, and that can be that people can follow to see the research and stuff that they're looking at as far as all this stuff having to do with transhumanism. And there's more to it than just the shots. They're putting this stuff, graphene oxide stuff, they're putting it into our food, they're getting it into everything. And this mRNA technology seems to be creeping into just about everything that they're doing. Also, I wanted to ask the doctor about what he thinks about this Dr. Malone. I personally think the guy's a snake. I don't know, but, you know, he seems to be at the heart of all this stuff. He seems to be deep state, actually, in my opinion. He seems to be always popping up, working undercover on these technologies and stuff. But he comes out and talks, we're going to have the vaccines, and he's against the vaccines and everything. Yet at the same time, he's working right now, I understand, to develop the breathable vaccine that we can to put it into where people can just breathe the stuff in, the mRNA vaccines type technology. That's all I wanted to add. I appreciate everything. Thank you, Doctor. I appreciate you being on here.
Okay, Charlie. Thank you for the call. Any follow-up, Doctor, to Charlie's comments?
Charlie, thank you for that. I'm glad to see Ingrid Cassell Harkins back in, you know, the mainstream of doing media. Ingrid had been an extremely close friend of mine and took a lot of my material. In fact, it wouldn't surprise me that where Ingrid got most of her education on the transhumanistic injections in the vaccinations is through my work. And I'm sure Ingrid has followed my work. We've been friends for, I would say, a quarter century, really. I was very saddened, if you know anything about Ingrid Cassell Harkins, her husband, a wonderful man, he published the Idaho Observer, which was an outstanding newspaper, Don Harkins, and he was assassinated. And he was assassinated by the same entities that came to attack me, destroyed my businesses, destroyed my family. We're going back to 2010. That's approximately the time that Don Harkins and Ingrid attended a meeting in I think it was a Freemasonry hall, where they attended a meeting and Don was given a drink. And about 6 weeks later, he was dead of a very fast-acting leukemia. Don had just been about to publish an extensive expose on the Bush family cartel and its interconnections to global crime. And I suspect strongly that the same people, the fellow's name is Truot, Al-Masih-At and company, with several others that are actually articles about this are posted heavily on waronwethepeople.net. You can read up all about it. And at any rate, Ingrid decided that she wasn't going to be engaged any longer after being a principal activist in vaccine awareness movement. She said that this was enough for her. She went into retirement. So I'm gratified to hear this is the first time I'm hearing that Ingrid's back on the track. And in terms of Dr. Malone, I likewise get that inkling feeling. And one of the reasons I must presume that he's deep state is because he's given so much attention in the media. You don't get attention in the media, either positive or negative, unless you're part of deep state. I say the same thing about Dr. Joseph Mercola and the double-sided message. One of the things that you've pointed out here is the fact that they always give you confusing messages. It's called the double-sided message.
Doctor. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Easter shell and energy cleaning is in effect right now until midnight Easter Sunday. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. Place your order at my website. You'll be paying full price. I refund the sale price manually. Same thing with my order line. My order takers don't have a clue about the sale. Just go ahead and place your order, and I will take care of it. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Listen carefully to these websites. WarOnWeThePeople.net. 528radio.com, judicialcorruptionnews.com, healthyworldstore.com, revolutiontelevision.net, and medicalveritas.org. Dr. a segue to something we talk about occasionally. That's people who appear to be sane and in positions of authority of these sports regulating bodies of high school and colleges and other sports. These apparently normal, apparently sane men and women going along with the insanity of men competing in girls' sports. And the young ladies are very upset. They I saw an interview on Tucker last night. This young woman is a competes on bicycle riding. She has a full-time job. She trains in the morning. She trains in the evening. And she is so disappointed that under the current circumstances, no matter how good she gets, no matter how hard she trains, she can't possibly beat a man in a woman's sport. And it's, to me, it's totally unacceptable. I don't blame the mentally ill men who want to win women's sports. I blame the men and women in charge of high school sports, in charge of college sports, in charge of any sports that allows to take place. How about you, sir?
Well, it goes back to what Charlie in Florida was actually talking about, and what I wanted to share over the for the last segment. It's exactly the same thing. You're looking at a symptom. When you say, quote, insanity, John, you're looking at it from a very rationalistic, very practical mindset. And unfortunately, because what is called mind war, we're actually all victims of what they call cognitive warfare. To destroy America from within, you have to conduct behavioral science manipulations of the populations. And this is exactly when you look at Dr. Malone and you see, you know, he appears to be good and he appears, but then he says some things that discredit him or leave you feeling uneasy. And the same thing when you start to look at this divisiveness and the insanity in the transsexual movement. This is a symptom of the overriding agenda, is for the movement into transhumanization. You must take a human being's brain and completely reformat it. So the divisiveness that we're witnessing, male versus female, gay versus straight, Jew versus Gentile, Christian versus Muslim, all of this is currently now it's mind war or cognitive warfare and divisiveness on steroids. So it is insane, but it's intended for a greater purpose, which is their new world order, the great global reset. To reset civilization, you've got to reset people's mindset. And that's why chaos and confusion is the central objective of all of this, whether it's putting Dr. Malone on television and he says, oh, we produced this in laboratory and it's a terrible thing, but you know, we're going to do better. We're going to make more vaccines. And this is insane. And it's all part of the bigger picture of insanity, as you're mentioning, but it's got an intense purpose of reformatting civilization.
All right. Well said, doctor. We have a caller on hold. We have Amit in Massachusetts. Good morning, Amit.
Good morning, Mr. Moore, and good morning, Dr. Horowitz. Thank you for taking my call. I'll be quick. I just wanted to echo what Dr. Horowitz just said about Dr. Malone. The test is, I heard from, I think her name is Andrea Walmer. She is a naturopath in Canada. So a few months ago, I just heard her by chance, that anyone who is still on social media or still on mainstream media has suspect alliance. So if anyone, as Dr. Horowitz said, that he is being interviewed and visible here and there, that shows that there's something wrong in that situation. That's all I have to say.
Okay. Thank you, Amit. We appreciate it. We've got a 5-minute break. We'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American-made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Proud to announce that I now represent a log home kit builder. If you want a single room log cabin like Davy Crockett had, you can get a kit that size. If you want a kit the size of a 6,000 square foot Yellowstone type mansion, log mansion, you can get that size or anything in between. So check that out at my website. If you like what you see, give me a call. We'll get that whole process going. The John Moore Ozark Symposium will be the first week of August. My guest will be my live audience that week. Great food at the Wildwood Springs Lodge, celebrating 100 years in business. Not much has changed. It's like walking into a time capsule. It'll be a lot of fun. Last but not least, the Easter sale energy cleaners is in effect right now. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. Get your order in before midnight Eastern Sunday, and we'll get that shipped to you as quick as we can. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. He is a man with his brain on fire. We have a lot of websites, and here we give just a few of them out to get you started. WarrenWeThePeople.net, 528Radio.com, JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. Doctor, I've recently found out the identity of the man who got a lot of what we're dealing with Comrade Lin, who was an associate of Mao Zedong, was responsible for what happened to American POWs in the Korean War. He implemented the same psychological warfare on his own people in China, and then had great success there, and went on to implement the same thing in the United States by making sure that the communists were able to take over very specific American universities, specifically the schools of journalism and the schools that teach teachers. That's a limited number of universities, but they've had great success the past half century or so, haven't they, sir?
Absolutely. You know, his work was taken by Michael Aquino. You know Colonel Michael Aquino, John, you ever
yes.
hear of him?
He was in St. Louis for a while. He was in psychological warfare like myself. He was a practicing Satanist.
Right, and he was accused of abusing about 60-some-odd children at the Presidio in San Francisco through legal manipulations. He got off of that, and he went on to publish the Psychological Warfare Manual for the War College of the United States. Now, what's interesting to me is that he's a Satanist, a very frank, obvious Satanist. He makes no bones about telling everybody that God doesn't exist, that Satan is wonderful, and that basically Geraldo Rivera had interviewed him. That's up on revolutiontelevision.net also, I believe. Certainly Google search Geraldo Rivera interviews Michael Aquino and Ted Gunderson. And now you see the central element of United States psychological operations and counterintelligence. And it was Ted Gunderson, when Sherry Kane and I were exposing the Gulf oil disaster and the manipulation of the Gulf, the Transocean disaster. You might remember there was on Truth Television, Jesse Ventura, ex-governor Jesse Ventura ran a segment and had us on. And when I started to talk about the connection to the drug cartel, the pharmaceutical industry, to the Transocean disaster, they shut us down. Literally, they stopped the cameras rolling. And I was informed by the executive producer that they're not permitted on True Television to say anything derogatory about the pharmaceutical cartel, Big Pharma. And then aside after that, he said, explain to me and Sherry that every week they were visited by Ted Gunderson. Ted Gunderson was the FBI's top man in L.A. He was the Division 5 chief.
Special agent in charge. That was his title.
Yes. And if you go back in history, Ted Gunderson left the FBI and then basically joined the CIA. And Gunderson had left the FBI supposedly because of some sexual problems that he got into. But he got married to Diana Rively, who was Anton LaVey's wife. When Anton LaVey, who is the direct developer of the Church of Satan in California, the main Church of Satan that exists currently in various forms today, he left the FBI, got married to Anton LaVey's heiress of the Church of Satan heiress, and then they intertwined with Michael Aquino. Virtually Aquino took over the Church of Satan's operations on behalf of Central Intelligence and FBI connections and, of course, CIA connections. So that's where the deep state's arm engaged in psychological warfare, PSYOPs, what's called cognitive warfare or mind war, has all of us divided, confused. The behavioral science technique that Charlie mentioned, that you're mentioning when you talk about the insanity of looking at all of this, it's specifically done for cognitive dissonance. Cognitive dissonance, where you present a thesis or what's called the Hegelian dialectic also. You present one thing, then you present the opposite, such as Malone saying vaccines are terrible. They produce this horrible COVID from vaccine research and development, but we're going to have great vaccines, which is hogwash. You can never, ever, ever make mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde, formalin, MSG, polysorbate 80, genetic materials, foreign proteins injected right through the skin, which is the principal barrier to human body for prevention of infections. You can't make that safe. So it's hogwash. It's complete manipulation, and all vaccinations are population-controlling devices. Profitable population control is the name of the game. That's the end game right now. They want to reduce the populations most profitably. And I am not an anti-vaxxer. I am a vaccine abolitionist. There should be no vaccinations, period, because human beings are literally infused with God's Holy Spirit power of love that keeps us safe. It keeps us miraculously healing every night when we go to sleep tired, wake up in the morning refreshed. You have an example of how God's loving Holy Spirit refreshes us, renews us, restores us, heals us. So basically, that's the way I look at it. All you're looking at when you're looking at mainstream media is exactly what Amit had mentioned from Massachusetts. You're looking, if you make it into mainstream news, whether it's negative or positive, you are controlled. You're controlled opposition if you're negative, and you're controlled if you're saying stupid things, having debate. And all the news, almost all the time, is a diversion off of substance, off of the substantive issues at stake. Like right now, the most substantive issue of all was what Elon Musk announced yesterday. Through transhumanization, through bioelectronic manipulations and artificial intelligence, you're going to be able to literally corrupt civilization to the max. And fundamentally, as I mentioned last week on your show, John, this is a direct attack against the soul of human beings, because souls are spirits. Spirit is energy. Energy is electronics. It's electrons that are resonating at certain frequencies, such as 528 love. Instead, you take the 741 music, for example, the F sharp note in the musical scale that they've imposed, the D major chord has this tone that we listen to in radio all the time. It's called the devil's tone in musicology. So you end up exactly where Jesus had preached. You've got to come out of this insanity, hypocrisy, and demonic imposition to have the freedom to literally be born again, to be in that flow of divine love and protection.
Doctor, I got some breaking news for you that we found out yesterday. A friend of mine, Deputy Hendricks, he's on every Wednesday to do the Pledge of Allegiance. He's a deputy sheriff in Mississippi. He is a friend of mine. We've met face-to-face a number of times. He interviewed a insurance salesman working with the insurance company called Modern Woodsman. According to this interview that Deputy Hendricks did, Modern Woodsman is now denying payments of life insurance premiums to men or women or boys or girls who died as a consequence of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. How about
that? What's the justification? Do you know, John?
I don't know yet. We're going to get more details from this insurance agent and more documentation, so it's a work in progress. It may be based on the same thing that the judge in France stated to the family of the man who died there, that the information that the clot shot could kill you was publicly available, and the man did not seek it out. We had a couple of callers here, and we've got limited time. Next, we have Jerry in Missouri. Good morning, Jerry.
I have a quick message. When protesters are dressed in black and they got their heads covered, all the police need to do is get some paintball guns and have different colored paint for different infractions, and then they'll be marked. That's all I suggest.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jerry. We need to get that to the police. Appreciate it. Our next caller. Thank you, Jerry. Our next caller is Brian in Texas. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hi, doctor. I have... just a quick comment and then a question for the doctor. Your bumpers or your interim things that you do, John, for the show, you use the Gettysburg movie, The Swing Like a Door.
Colonel Chamberlain, right.
Right. Chamberlain, he swing like a door. A brilliant military move. But Little Round Top would have easily been taken by the South, and it was bypassed at the order of the officers. And over
At the order of the Confederate officers, when they could have taken it, they didn't, right?
That's right. And there were objections from the lower ranks. But the point I'm trying to make is that most of the generals were Freemasons. Chamberlain was a member of the very first Masonic Lodge in the United States, the Boston Lodge. And Armistead, Robert E. Lee, Winfield Scott Hancock, many of the generals, probably most of the generals. And I consider that really how different the country would look if we hadn't lost 618,000. And I believe that's part of the plan. And it was the first culling in the United States. Most recent now being COVID shot. But the question I had for the doctor, oh, by the way, there's an excellent article about this on, if you do a search on DuckDuckGo and search the title Freemasons at the Battle of Gettysburg.
Right.
And select the article from freemasonrymatters.co.uk. That is a detailed article on this matter. Sorry, I'm a little out of breath.
That's okay. We need to wrap up your question and comment here, Brian. Do you have a question go ahead.
Yeah, the quick question for the doctor is, I'm not sure if you're familiar with an electrostatic precipitator and how that is able to remove nanoparticles from the air. Because it's my feeling that, you know, really they can just toxate us at will from above. And that the clot shot is really more of a geared towards trying to connect humanity to, you know, hardware and the net, transhumanists. So I'm wondering if you know anything about that, and if you think that would remove nanoparticles to the degree to take out, you know, 100 nanometers of graphene oxide and such. And I'll let you go. Thank you, guys.
Okay, thanks for the call. Doctor, your response, if any, sir.
Yeah, just I think that's reasonable to be considering the electrostatic capabilities for freeing the air, because we use these types of devices already with negative air ions that generate negative air ions, which are antioxidants. They're immune boosters. They make you feel good. They refresh you. And it's the electrostatic medium. I mean, when you actually, a good example is when you are looking at a video display terminal, a video screen, and you see dust going into it, it's because of the charge, the negative charge on the front plate, that your positively charged dust particles. It's all electromagnetism, and so is biology, and so is genetic expression. DNA is actually electrogenetic sound and light signals, and electrons, negatively charged electrons, play a huge role in human health. And this, I think, is related to what the caller is talking about. We could use to study that more, because we don't know exactly how much of this, let's say, graphene-related technology is in the air. Wouldn't surprise me to find out a lot of it.
All right. So where is this going and how quick is it going to get there, Doctor? That's the question many people have.
Well, I think how's it going? Where are we going with it all? I look into the 520 Love Revolution as our salvation. The salvation message is exactly what Yeshua talked about. You know, I call him Yeshua as a Messianic Jew. I call Yeshua Jesus because that's his real name, and it honors the Creator. And where it's going is in, I mentioned it earlier, Revelation 14:1. The new song must be sung in love, 528 frequency, to have a massively miraculous impact. It's the miracle frequency.
All right. I did a presentation Tuesday night at a Messianic Jewish church, a group of Republican women. It was an interesting time. We have a break. We'll be right back.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back. Doctor, we've got about 3 minutes here to wrap up our show this week, sir.
All right, John. Always great to join you, brother.
Well, Doctor, there's still many children who have not yet taken a clot shot. That's where the action is in terms of saving lives, to inform parents and grandparents that children should not get the clot shot or boosters. And that's where a lot of the action lies at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I made that pretty clear in my number one life-saving CD. It's called Horowitz on Vaccines. Many years ago, I produced it, probably about 20-some-odd years ago, and it's still available on healthyworldstore.com, and it really delivers the message, starting with the hepatitis B vaccine. It was absolutely insane and appalling that the hepatitis B vaccine was given to 12-hour-old infants whose immune systems were not even mature enough to receive that shock. And then when you start to look at HIV/AIDS, as we talked about earlier, you look at the hepatitis B vaccine delivering that poison. The hepatitis B vaccine actually was laced between 1972 and 74, given to gay men in New York City, blacks in Central Africa, Willowbrook State School mentally retarded children on Staten Island. It was laced with the AIDS virus. And that's where subsequently the hemophiliac population that was associated with the Rockefeller brothers in New York, they started the American Red Cross. Before it was named the American Red Cross, it was called the New York City Blood Bank, started by the Rockefellers. They were engaged with the United States Army. And basically, that's where Geraldo Rivera, we talked about him earlier, that's where he became famous, exposing Willowbrook State School for having children abused. But it's a classic example. They neglected to tell you that their children were being abused as experimental subjects in the earliest hepatitis B vaccines that were giving them HIV/AIDS. You know, it's disgusting what they've done to our children. They don't care about our children. They only see our children as like worse than subjects that could be manipulated, poisoned at will. And it's disgusting, John. But thank God, you know, we have done our due diligence and we have created messages that have saved hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of children's lives.
All right. Well said, Doctor. I want to thank you for being with us, and we look forward to having you back next week, sir.
Thank you, John. You too. God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay, appreciate it. Top of the hour break coming up. We have John Collier waiting for us patiently. He's here to represent Swiss America. We'll be talking about economics, banks, finance, all those related things. He and his associates will be regular guests here on the John Moore Show on Thursday, beginning today. And I'm looking forward to getting updates on all these matters. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.